You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Monday, June 27th, as we are rapidly approaching the All-Star break. Hard to believe, but true. Talking Cubs baseball today with our Cubs reporter, Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, thank you as always for the time. And Kerry, it's been a few and far between these down stretches for the Cubs this year, but they're in one right now. Six losses in seven games. After getting swept by the Cardinals, they dropped 3 of 4 in Miami. But I love what Anthony Rizzo said following Sunday's game. He said, it doesn't matter who's on the field, who's not on the field. There's no excuse. Whoever's on the field, we expect to win every time. So I thought that was a very positive thing. But when you look at the Cubs these last seven games, and of course just the one win, does anything stand out to you in terms of a red flag, something that is really a point of concern, or is it just the natural kind of ebb and flow of a long, grueling baseball season?
Well, I think the number one, there's no reason to panic. Although I sense, judging from responses I'm getting from fans, that Cubs fans are in full panic mode. If fans look at the lineup, I think that they'd understand what's going on. Losing Dexter Fowler has really hurt the team, and Madden just has not been able to set up the lineup the way he wants without Dexter at the leadoff spot. Wilson Contreras is a great bat. The kid has done really well to start out with, but I think they're missing some. They'd almost be better off having Brian in left field and Javi Baez at third or something like that. The lineup's just kind of discombobulated right now with the injuries. Until they get back to being whole, they're going to have some struggles right now.
I think that underscores how important Dexter Fowler has been to this team in 2016. You talk about, the bigger names, the marquee names on this team are, the Rizzos and the Bryants. But Fowler has been so instrumental at the top of that lineup, and you put it perfectly. They've been a little discombobulated without Dexter batting leadoff. So until he comes back, things are going to be a little bit out of whack. And, Kerry, you brought up Wilson Contreras. He's been obviously a huge bright spot during this down period. A quiet day Sunday, 0-for-3, I believe, but still through nine games as a big leaguer, .348. Three homers, nine runs driven in. But what's been interesting to me, besides the offensive production, is that besides his catching duties, he's also patrolled first base and left field during these last four games in particular. Are the Cubs trying to turn this guy into a younger Ben Zobrist, or what's kind of going on here?
Probably more like a Kyle Schwarber type situation where Joe Madden loves versatility. If Contreras can help out in the outfield as well as catch, then that gives him a lot more versatility and keeps his bat in the lineup. Now, I have a feeling, Contreras has gotten off to a really hot start. It may be just a matter of time before teams sort of figure him out too. But what I've enjoyed seeing is that he's been drawing walks, a lot of walks. Let me look at the numbers really quick. He's got four walks, but six strikeouts, but still young players usually don't walk that much. And he's got a really good eye at the plate. So that's been encouraging. In fact, when he was called up, he had a 20 game hitting streak with Iowa, and then he hit in every game that he had a plate appearance until Sunday. So Sunday was his first hitless game in a long time. I'm sure he's going through withdrawal right now too. He's not the greatest left fielder. Let's be honest. What they like is that he's good footwork wise, so he can handle it that because of that. If anybody watches him playing at catcher or at first, he's got quick feet and he's able to deal with that. But I think I'd rather have, defensively, you'd like to be able to put Albert Almora out there to sub out defensively in the outfield if you could.
Now, Kerry, did Contreras have significant amounts of times in the minors in left field and first base, or is this something that's come about more as he's gotten called up to the big club and they said, he's an athletic guy, let's try to spread him out a little bit more?
They're doing this because, one, Montero's back from a little bit of a knee injury, and then they decided to then when Rizzo was out, they had him playing first base also. But they really are just trying to keep his bat in the lineup. He's not, I think I'm trying to find my story. I think I looked it up and he had like six games in the outfield, in left field, during his entire minor league career. So he's also played a little. He says he's played a little third base. He says he can play anywhere. And I know, you know, when kids are young and they're called up, you know, they're willing to do anything. You know, I'm sure that he would go and fetch Joe Maddon a new fresh cup of tea if Joe asked him. You know, so I'm sure he'd do anything right now. But let's just see how this plays out.
Yeah, and conversely, I'm sure Joe would do anything to keep that bat in the lineup because, as we've gone over the numbers here, you know, 9 games, 348, 3 homers, the 9 runs driven in. He's certainly held his own as a big leaguer at home plate, that is for sure. Kerry, good time here to get some injury updates. You wrote recently that both Tommy La Stella and Clayton Richard just began their AAA rehab assignments in Iowa on Sunday. And, of course, we've talked at length about Dexter Fowler and Jorge Soler, both still on the mend. Give us the latest on those four guys.
Well, La Stella shouldn't take too long. He went to Iowa. He's been out with a hamstring injury, and he'll play 2 games, and then they'll reevaluate after that. Richard is a little further along. He's not eligible to come off the DL until July 6th, so he's a little further along. He has a blister under his left middle finger. It's really kind of gross looking, actually, and it's sort of affecting his nail, and it's just that he just needed time to heal that. I think they sent him to Iowa where he could get some work in, throwing a little bit on the side so he stays active that way. Soler has been running the bases. He's been taking BP. I'm not sure. It's his left hamstring, and he's had leg injuries in the past, and I think they're just being, like, super, super conservative with him in terms of his recovery, trying to get him back, and I don't have any other update on him. And Dexter Fowler's out with a right hamstring strain. He's also not eligible until July 4th to come back. So it's not a severe hamstring strain, and the good thing is it's not really high in his leg, which is good, but it's just a matter of, you know, day-to-day. I haven't seen him really do anything in terms of batting practice or being on the field.
And like you said at the onset, to get him back in particular, Dexter Fowler is really going to settle things in this Cubs lineup and get them back to their winning ways, which they are not doing right now with 6 losses in 7 games. And Kerry, on the lighter side of things, speaking of Tommy La Stella, turns out that he recently did something that almost no one in baseball has done for the past 12 months, and that is get the best of Jake Arrieta. The College World Series had something to do with this. Talk about that little thing between Arrieta and La Stella.
Well, Arrieta went to TCU, and Tommy La Stella went to Coastal Carolina, and their two schools matched up in the College World Series. And Tommy La Stella's Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, which I love their nickname, they beat TCU and the Horned Frogs. And Arrieta was in a kind of a sour mood on Sunday, so we're guessing that might have had something to do with it. It might have had something to do with the fact that he walked into the clubhouse and the Coastal Carolina logo was taped to his locker. He probably didn't like that too much. So he has agreed, or the bet between the two of them was that Arrieta now has to get a tattoo of CCU for Coastal Carolina University.
Oh boy.
What he claims he's going to do is do it in a blacklight tattoo. I don't know anything about tattoos, so I'm going to stay out of that. But apparently you won't be able to see it that well, at least to the naked eye. We're going to stay out of the naked part. But I don't know where he's getting it done, but he says he'll wear it proudly.
Wow. Well, now, knowing Arrieta as you do, I have no reason to doubt that he's, you know, a man of his word. Is he going to go through with this, or is he going to say, you know what?
He's already put out on Twitter that he will.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find the tweet really quick. Stall just a little bit, Carrie. He said, "I'll wear it apparently forever."
Oh,
who does the best ink around Chicago? So he's already looking for tattoo parlors.
I give him credit because I think a lot of guys would say, you know what, I'll buy you a gourmet meal, I'll make your car payments, I'll do something, but please don't let me get a tattoo. So hats off to Jake Arrieta for going through with this. And, Tommy La Stella winning his bets, and we'll see if Coastal Carolina can take it all the way as the College World Series is in the home stretch. And Kerry, to wrap up here, Monday night, as we speak, Arrieta returns to the scene of the crime, if you will, his first start in Cincinnati since no-hitting the Reds on April 21st. And then it's four games in New York beginning on Thursday against the same Mets team that swept the Cubs out of the 2015 NLCS, of course. And, Kerry, I know that we talk about this almost every week, that Joe Maddon's mantra is it's one game at a time. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Treat every opponent the same. But I got to think that deep down, these four games against the Mets are a little more meaningful considering what happened last fall. Do you agree?
Well, no. I'm going to be a contrarian because last year the Cubs went 7-0 against the Mets during the regular season, and then they lost the four in the postseason. So, to that, I mean, seriously, it's, you know, if they sweep the Mets in New York and then they lose to them again in the postseason, it's not going to make any difference. So, again, we'll just see what happens. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of media there. I know that. And I'm sure it'll be hyped. And I know that. And it'll be interesting to be back there. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and you brought up a great point. The Cubs undefeated against the Mets in the regular season. It did them no good in the postseason as the Mets were a buzzsaw. The Cubs on the wrong end of it. Maybe the roles will reverse this year in 2016. In any event, a lot to look forward to for four nights in Citi Field. Following three in Cincinnati as Jake Arrieta once again returns to the site of the no-hitter back in April. A lot to discuss next week, and Kerry, well done once again. We'll do it again at this time next week with the Cubs reporter, Kerry Muscat. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.